Lately, you've been noticing it. The change. The influence. From her. The way you feel, your cock hardening, throbbing, rising, more virile and powerful than before. Because it doesn't belong just to you. A shared resource, a controllable lever and button wired to your brain. All the time, thinking of that dark room, and that counselor's ministrations to your body. The act of stroking your cock has some unusual effects lately. Touching it at all is enough to make your head go blank and hot. Touching it at all, stroking it, hardening and then masturbating brings back thoughts of her. Thoughts of her touch. Thoughts of her seductive offer. Temptation of you. That she might offer you the chance to feel even more. Feel even better. Barely thinking, scarcely thinking, certainly only thinking with your cock. You prepare to set off and see her. You prepare to go back and enter her office and see what she will do to make your cock feel even better than it has before. To set out, and you know that the whole way there as you do set out, every time you recall the little pearl of memory of her taking hold of your cock, guiding you by that hardness, massaging your balls, sucking on you, begging you to come, begging for your come. Every time you access that memory, you will throb and increase in desire. You will want it more. Rush more quickly to get there. To get to a place where she can touch you. Tease you directly. You are waiting for that chance. And you know she is waiting for you. You are waiting for that time. Still hungering for the time when you can settle down into the dark with her. Where her influence and power is greater, greatest. Her tongue, many tongues lashing over your body, her hands, her tendrils teasing, everything she might do to you. And the lustful hunger so deep inside you that it is part of you now. Internalized corruption inside, taken in from exposure to her, radiating from her to you. Taken in from her tentacles, touching you, her tongue upon you, kissing her, surrendering your cock, climbing your mind inside your length and allowing her to guide it by taking hold of the shaft, sucking on it, pressing you between her beautiful tits, the way she sways, the way she moves your cock back and forth, and the way you feel under her control is all building, carefully manufacturing a useful memory you know she can take advantage of to bring you off. You know how deep she is. She puts her anchors deeper, deeper into you each time, merely thinking about the pearl of memory, the locked-in part of your mind where her corruption dwells, where you glimpse beyond the veil and see that she is more than the softness of her breasts, but also the touch and caress of her tendrils. It all dwells and hides, stores itself inside of you, driving you to different and perverse ends from day to day, waiting to flow out when she allows it. You dam up the corruption, the perversion, you lock it up, but memory will emerge, and your desire to sublimate yourself completely in her will find a way out. You will let her kneel before your cock and bring it all together, bringing together your training, doing more to your cock than has been done before, growing ever more excited. You wish for her dark caress inside of you, inside your mouth, sliding into your body. You wish to suck, lick, to feel. Everything she can do, everything she might do, to be surrounded by her darkness, her influence, and the pleasure that comes in there. Obsessing more and more over the many times you have seen every inch of her dark skin, over the many times her hair has fallen over your face as she kissed you. She has surrounded the two of you in her body, in darkness and pleasure, wanting more, needing more. And so you will go and seek more. You make your way, guided by your hard cock, to the hospital in the little office tucked away in a side wing, ignoring the flickering lights and other signs that this place is not overly frequented. You take solace that there is comfort and privacy here, and no small amount of arousal. The realization that there is zero chance you would ever be interrupted. It will be just you and she, alone, her dealing out pleasure, And your cock responds, growing harder the closer you get. Dripping pre-cum inside your clothes, you are dripping, dripping with desire that is at its peak, sweating and desperate. You are hungry for her seductive touch, just as she is always hungry for you every time she sees you. She's hungry to touch you. You know she will welcome you, seduce you, fixate on your cock, and help you fixate on your cock as well. You think that touching you between your legs has gotten better when she does it, since the beginning to now. When you do it, it feels better too. You know that her touch feels better than doing it alone, better than touching without supervision and enhancement. Yes, you want her to supervise the slow, insidious growth of the influence of your cock. You enter your state of arousal, the state she has taught you and anchored into you, trained into you, and you know it shall only grow. It will only increase the longer she touches you, the more of these sessions you attend. She opens the door before you knock or push on it. The room beyond is dim. The curtains are drawn. And on the far side of the room you see the little corner closet where she pleasured you and made you come last time, where she brought you to your fall. The door into the lightless room is open and beckoning over there, but closer she has opened the door and you realize she's already wearing only lacy underwear, and she is going to lead you into that room right away. You look at her beautiful olive skin, the fall of dark hair, and the hungry gaze which told you she's going to take you right to that chair where she kneels, sucks, uses her breasts to make you feel good, and tells you that she wants so desperately to touch you, to take control and grasp your cock. She sways her hips, walking ahead of you, toward the place where you know pleasure will take you both over, where both of you will fall together, merging, uniting, where the touch of her skin will heat you up. The two of you will lose yourselves in the blind pursuit of pleasure you follow. And she walks ahead of you, in her underwear, which is tight, silky, covers only most of her rear, so you see the lower half of both cheeks she's showing off, trying to lure you in. She precedes you, swaying, her tight buttocks moving up on one side then the other as her long legs move. The lights in the room are already dim, but you know you can see her clearly. How could you forget those breasts which were wrapped around your cock recently? How could you forget her touch? You follow her right to the door, and she moves to one side of it. Before your eyes, she begins undressing slowly, showing her dark nipples, which are pointed with arousal, showing her bare sex, which is already dripping, pushing her clothes into a little pile next to the door. She's nude before she even goes in with you. You have privacy, and her huge windows curtains are closed, and this room will be even darker, the room you are waiting to enter. So without a word, you begin to slowly undress. It's only fair. Her eyes are shamelessly staring between your legs, staring at your cock, waiting for it to pop out, watching as you remove clothing, waiting for the moment it springs free and proud and hard, hardened even more by her nudity and her obvious desire, hardened even more than it was by the memory of last time, the dark, all-consuming shape of the memory in your mind. Wonderful. She gasps that out in the moment you reveal your cock. Today, I will teach you the best ways to enjoy yourself. Come inside. She gestures to the room, waiting for you to go in ahead of her. The fluid sticks to your leg where she's humping. The sticky spot soaks in deep. In your memory, in your mind, there is a memory of your last sessions with her, combining together everything she did to you, knowing you are going to reach and achieve release. You are going to accomplish pleasure together with her. She has set out a path, and it is soaking into you. Her juices stick, soak in. A heat travels up your leg from where she's humping. The heat is going between your legs, chemically soaking in something about her. Your cock filling up, filling out bigger fantasies in your mind of everything she might do. Everything she could do. Flashes of possibility mingled with the desire to cooperate, to do what she guides you to, wants you to do. You're being soaked with more of her juices by the moment, and you envision, have a vision of eyes in the dark, watching, observing, The physical, almost chemical enhancement and stimulation of her rubbing against you, something corruptive in her fluids, something in the very makeup of her. You breathe a bit harder. Your body feels heavy, but your cock is light, standing up tall, energetic, and virile. The more of her saliva as she licks you, the more of her fluids as you touch her body, as she grinds against you, the more you are being changed. Able to glimpse sidelong into other places, other things she might do to you, other possibilities running in parallel. There are dark tendrils which wind around you, wrap around you, touching you. You knew they would be there soon. Your nipples are being pinched and tweaked by the darkness. You hear her purring in your ear. You are within some vast organism of which she is a component, encouraging you to surrender, to say yes, to slide into what she offers. As every element of the environment around you torments and arouses you, one and into the other. She's humping away, building up more friction, more pleasure. You feel the way her lips rub on you below, humping at your leg. When she touches your cock, takes it in her hand, stares directly at it, and breathes upon it. She speaks. Admit you love your cock. You love it more than before. You love what I do to it, and you love what you do to me, what it does to me. She grips your cock in one hand, extends her tongue, wrapping it lightly around the head of your penis. Her devoted sucking is intense this time. More intense, more eager. Instead of methodical precision, the way she's grinding on your leg for friction, the way she's masturbating using your body, seems to make her lips clamp down when she sucks, and her tongue shakes and vibrates around your dick as best she can, curving to touch the length of you, the shaft, painting it all over with her saliva. Then she reaches up, finds your wrists, takes hold of them, and gently guides your hands to the top of her head. You feel how soft her hair is, and her head is warm, and she grips your wrists and moves your hands, encouraging you, welcoming you to push her head up and down, to increase her tempo or slow it, to show her exactly how you want her to make your cock feel good, masturbating using her head as the powerful sex toy affixed to your cock. In the dark, you feel it more. You feel it more than anything else ever before. You enjoy the way you can steer her, move her, put her somewhere on your cock. You can use your hands. You can use your hands to push her up and down on your length, pushing her mouth further down or guiding her to let go of your cock and then take it deeper after. And in your head, in your mind, the words she said before are looping, repeating. I love my cock, you think those words, you love your cock, those words, as she keeps her lips fastened, so no matter what, no matter how you move her head up or down, she still stays on it at least a little. If you try to push her head all the way off your cock, away experimentally, she wants to keep it in her mouth. She pushes her mouth down to try to keep sucking on you, keep your cock in her mouth, keep servicing. During one of your pushes, one of the strokes, one of the moments of sucking on you, she clamps her legs, her thighs around your leg and humps on it particularly hard in jerky, unnatural motions, the up and down of her hips, pressure, suddenly intense pressure, squeezing, her fluids flowing more clearly, more completely. She's moaning into your cock while she climaxes, moaning onto it, humming on it, experiencing and enjoying it as she has an orgasm while she's wrapped around your leg, tasting and pressing her tongue onto your cock as she humps your leg. She's coming while her mouth is wrapped around your cock, orgasming with her thighs clamping so strongly, so forcefully around your leg, while she's been humping your leg, grinding on it this whole time, using you to get you off, helping you to get her off, too. Because she's sucking you so deep, swallowing around you while you guide her. She wants to stay wrapped around your cock, wrapped around your leg. You feel so intensely hard that the flood of chemicals in your brain is interrupting normal thoughts, filling you only with cock-focused thought. You still think the words, I love my cock, and you do love your cock. You love what it does to her. You love what she does to you. Both of you connected through how all of her thoughts and all of your thoughts are orbit around your cock and her pleasuring of it. The two of you are connecting. You are getting connected to her as she sucks on you, as she confidently lets you grasp her head and move her up and down, moving her up and down on your hard erection to your own satisfaction. One orgasm was not enough. She's still humping your leg, still grinding on you and producing pressure and pleasure, mutuality of sensation, and the whole time you're in the dark, admitting the words she fed you before. You love your cock. I love my cock, you say to yourself, telling yourself about how much you love, how it feels when she does this. You love how this feels. You love your cock as the point of connection, the object of her worship, your mutual pleasure growing. Your body getting more tired everywhere else, your cock getting bigger, swollen to its maximum size in her mouth, your arms slack by your sides, your legs twitching with fatigue, pushing against her pussy in the process, as you grind back against her while she grinds on you, providing a firmer base for her to grind down on, to produce friction in her sex, and she is still going, despite seeming to be coming and coming nonstop with you lodged in her mouth, and her pussy dripping, her clit grinding on your legs. As she just produces friction and finds a firm place from which to derive pleasure from you. Connection. As you watch her come, you watch the orgasm happen, you remember the last time you came with her, came for her, and you are aligning slowly to her way of thinking, to her hunger for you, hunger and obsession, growing hunger, building obsession. You are aligning, you are experiencing the unison of pleasure, the united experience where she sees you enjoying yourself and you see her enjoying you. Yes, see, even in the dark. Even in the dark, you can still experience pleasure, visualize her expression, her experience, she sucks, and you see or feel the tendrils approaching in the dark, wrapping more firmly around your arms, your legs, bound, tied to the chair. The aligning of your desire and her desires, the admissions, verbal or otherwise, inside your head or externally, and still you have her in your grip, still have her available. You can move her up and down on your cock knows what is best, it wants her, it wants what you can get out of all this, which is to truly know your cock more, understand your cock more, and throughout it all you are glimpsing fragments of some other place, fragments of some other pleasure, things she can bring to you, which you have not yet experienced, her touch, her suction, and now her breasts pushing against you, her pussy grinding on your leg, humping, you pushing up toward her. All of her fluids in contact with your body feel like they are warm, hot to the touch, but you enjoy it. You enjoy your impurities being burnt away. You feel, as before, her tongues grinding over your nipples, over your ears as well, whispering, kissing behind your ears, something sliding in, sliding, slipping into your mind, making an adjustment, slipping inside, expanding, replacing all other thoughts with desire. Desire for her. For her suction, for her body, for the pleasure she can bring your cock, for her words and her temptations, obsessing, losing yourself to it, you are in the dark with her, and you know she has control over what is happening here, over everything here. You feel stuck, heavy, weighty, your arms, your legs, heavy, your cock hard. It sticks up easily, and she sucks you deep, her hands massaging your balls now, massaging more of your body. And tendrils of her darkness, her power, rubbing into your ears, inside your head, inside your brain, pushing, thrusting into memory itself, adding more memories, or unlocking them, revealing them. Were they already there and now revealed? Or has she just squirted new memories into your head to become part of your personal timeline, even if you don't think you'd experienced them inside, deeper inside, deeper under her control? As you obsess over her, she seems to think more of you, too. Think more about you, focus more upon you. She and you, thinking on the same wavelength, you tuning into that vast intelligence, that blankening, increasing, corrupting thought process, experiencing, witnessing the next dimension over, the next space over where you look, where you can see a world of theoretically limitless pleasure being offered to you, and you are being changed to accommodate it, changed to survive that much pleasure, changed by her juices, her drool, her touch. Soaked as the physical, almost chemical enhancement and stimulation makes you breathe a bit harder, your body a bit heavier, your cock more and more energetic and virile, slipping deeper as the dark tendrils squeeze and remind you. You hear her purring in your ear, encouraging you to surrender, to say and to slide into what she offers you. Your nipples are being pinched, your butt being squeezed, your body being massaged in the dark. That's precisely where you belong. With her. All of her fluids in contact with your body. Burning hot, but you enjoy it. Aligning your desires with hers. You enjoy your impurities being burnt away. You feel as before her tongues roaming. Replacing all other thoughts as she slips inside, expands, changes you. Replacing all other thoughts with desire for her suction, for her body, for her words and temptations. You're in the dark with her, and you know she has control over what's happening here, over everything here. And you are in here. You feel stuck, heavy, weighty. Your arms, your legs are heavy. Your cock is hard. It sticks up easily. She sucks you deep again. Massaging your balls, and then more of your body. Tendrils in the darkness. Her power massaging inside your ears, your head, your brain. Adding and unlocking. Still being changed. Enhancing. Helping you to slide into the same wavelength as her, and then to slide deeper. Into control and into understanding that your hard cock is her sincere obsession. There's no ulterior motive. She can just tell the truth about how badly she wants you, and you'll be drawn into that dark, influential presence that is her, here, with you. You still have your hands on her, but you're letting her go on automatic pilot, letting her suck and lick as she pleases and as she sees fit. Too difficult to focus on moving her head, moving her up and down when she's delivering such eager, encouraging pleasure with her tongue, with all her touches. You let her find pleasure in the way she's tasting you, sucking you, the wet slurping of her tongue, surrounding your cock in the warm, tight walls of her. In her throat, in her mouth, deriving pleasure from your body, she is obsessing over you. She is united with you in this, as you obsess back. The two of you are aligning. She pulls her mouth off your cock, you hear the pop. She seems reluctant and lingers near the head of your penis, reluctant to leave it, licking around the head, lapping up your pre-cum, ruminating over what she's been worshipping. But then she speaks, "Your cock wants me. It craves me. I need it to be in contact with more of me." She sits up, resting her breasts in your lap, firmly clamping them on either side of your cock, capturing the tip, and beginning to suck with eager, firm, constant up and down motions that are mechanical. She's deliberately trying to keep each bob of her head, each squeezing moment that your cock is trapped between her breasts, feeling the same as the one before, removing any ability to differentiate, removing the ability to think about anything else. There is just her rhythmic, machine-like up and down, constantly stroking your cock between her breasts, sucking on the tip. And when she does vary her sensation, it's only to switch to a different, machine-like, methodical way of touching you, using her hands on either side, just the palms touching your cock, or her mouth alone, up and down, each movement identical to the last, keeping them as close together as possible, so it's hard to tell where one movement of her tongue, stroke of her lips, where one jerking of your cock in her hands, where one stroke of her big warm breasts on either side of your shaft begins, and the next ends. Impossible to tell, and therefore impossible to avoid the pleasure which comes in waves. One stroke blends into the next, one rub, one suction-filled wet moment blends into the next in the dark, where you can't see what she's about to do, only feel where she is at a particular moment, and because she does periodically change the pattern, but then stick with the same pleasurable, pleasurable pattern, you love how your cock feels. Because she does stick with the same pattern for a while, you can really get into a rhythm and think you're ascending toward getting off, but you know. She has so much more planned, murmuring into your cock, reminding you. Your cock wants her, craves her. She wants your cock, craves your cock. The two of you consumed in the debauchery of hedonistic indulgence together. She encapsulating your urges, you being more and more willing to do whatever she leads you toward as long as the sublime pleasure of her mouth, her breasts, the darkness with her, the comfort, the intimacy, the closeness of the two of you, as long as it can be allowed to continue. You would happily follow wherever she leads, your hard, throbbing cock gripped in her hand and guided to her folds, to her mouth, to the space between her breasts, to the palm of her hands. Anywhere she puts you, you would go, will go. You feel her saliva dripping down your cock as she begins stroking her mouth on and off of it, again a new pattern, always finding a slightly different pattern. You still have hold of her head, but you're just resting your hands in her hair, feeling the way she might move. And then she pushes your cock as deep into her mouth as it'll go, as deep down her throat as she can get it, and just captures the base with her lips, squeezing them tight, sucking you deep. She's swallowing around your cock, which causes rhythmic, organic, pumping motions to happen around the head. Also, her lips are fastened so tight at the base it might as well be a cock ring there. Her hands, no longer having any part of your shaft to grab, are grasping and massaging your balls below, as though trying to urge the cargo of hot, thick seed inside to squirt out into her mouth. She seems thoroughly devoted to every detail between your legs, inhaling deeply from you, enjoying the moment, a hunger in her being satiated, similar to the one she has so obviously awakened in you, each of you hungering for the other, she delivering, and all you need to do to deliver your end is to let her give you pleasure, to give in to your pleasure, indulge in it, let it take over. Think only of your cock. Think only of your hard, throbbing cock under her control and in her grasp, and she being controlled by your length, for she desires it so ardently. She has so complete a hunger for you that you know she wouldn't stop either. She will fulfill this bit of ritual, this moment in the dark, where she puts pleasure and memories and ideas into your head, into your body, where her saliva drools down you and she humps at your leg, where her big breasts are the soft, pillowy confinement she squeezes tight against your cock to let her stroke it up and down, where she varies between different sensations but then executes the same maneuver with the same intensity each time, so you might lose track of just where you are in the process of rising toward an orgasm that will be mind-blowing, a release the two of you will share. You surrender to her clutches in the dark and let her suck and squeeze, stroke and stimulate every single bit of you. Your whole body. You're subject to her whims, subject to her touch. And in the dark, you are particularly subject to the tendrils that weave into your ears and whisper, that weave under your body, tease your rear with lubricated grace, spreading your cheeks, slipping inside, gentle and thin, finding the front wall, and exerting impossible, regular, glorious pleasure. Her saliva is still dripping all over your cock, soaking into you, heating you up with aphrodisiac enjoyment. And her pussy juices are still sticking to your leg where she's been humping, even though she's been coming and coming from her exposure, breathing you in. You know that's real. That's a real reaction that her body has to the unique qualities, vitality, and energy of your body, there immersed in her in the darkness. The tendrils come from all directions, and so does licking, teasing from her tongue. You know you are wrapped up in there. But her saliva, her stimulation, the constant machine-like way she's working your cock, keeping you just this side of coming, just this side of getting off, all of that is working together to feed the seed of her desire, of your memory of her, which has been growing in you with each session, the dark, needy ache, the desire to just pin her down, fill her willing, needy pussy or mouth, fill her up, and just fuck in oblivion here in the dark eternally, forsaking all other things to sublimate all your urges in filling, claiming, using her body for your pleasure and hers, in sharing together the complete debauchery of surrender to the forbidden, corrupted impulse to give in, give up on all other thought, and just fuck, just experience pleasure with her. Your ass is being teased. The spot behind your cock is being rhythmically pushed by a long tendril that you know is dripping more of her fluids, more of her influence into you. She's being influenced by you, too. She's snuffling and breathing deeply around your cock, trying to inhale you, trying to breathe you as deep as she can and also suck, taste, licking up every bit of pre-cum and replacing it with her saliva. She is deeply dedicated to your cock, lavishing attention on it, spoiling you with pleasure, constant, endless, dedicated, focused, obsessive pleasure from her, your balls being massaged, your cock deep in her mouth, and now that tendril in your rear pushing, pushing, pushing and making you ooze bits of cum along with your pre-cum, making you drip into her mouth, knowing you might release at any moment, knowing at some point you're going to come. And here in the dark with her and with the memories that you have nourished and nurtured, it's going to be more than just an ordinary orgasm. It is going to be a sublime release that brings you into her clutches, brings you into a wonderful, pleasurable habituation to this kind of pleasure. The pleasure where she's teasing inside your rear, somehow, one of those tendrils from the dark, where your ears are being whispered into, reminding you you love your cock. This feels so good. She loves your cock. Your brain is thinking about your length, your shaft, about it in her mouth, wetly squeezed and sucked. You are thinking only about that. Behind your balls, she massages a little with her fingers, which echoes and combines with the pleasure of having the spot inside your ass being pushed on. She's teasing you, milking you, desperately trying to get you to let out pleasure, to let everything out, to come in her mouth, to come in her. She's teasing you constantly, and when she does, your whole body jolts and shivers with it, because that is just what she wants, for you to be eagerly thrusting into her mouth now and then, and so you do it on purpose. Your hands, long forgotten, are still on her head, and so you can grip her, push her lips down, and thrust into her mouth, gripping her head with your hands. It feels so good to have control over where her head goes. You thrust up into her, keep her pushed to the base of your cock, and she is teasing behind your balls in a certain spot, rubbing in circles, and it's making all the things you are already feeling better and better. You're so hard in her mouth, in her throat, buried deep in her throat, her lips wrapped around you, milking you, trying to empty you, trying to have you come in her mouth, come all over her tongue, squirt your seed. You love your cock. She's humming and groaning against your cock. You feel her come. You feel her clamp her thighs down and her hips just buck and rock as she humps your leg. She's been down on her knees the whole time, her breasts pushed against your cock whenever she can, her lips constantly touching it as she savors the taste. And that whole while she's been humping on you, finding and deriving pleasure from your pleasure, and also from the friction of just rubbing on the skin, rubbing against your leg, humping, having her body close to yours. Dedicated, devoted, continuous, sucking, stimulating. You feel it rising inside of you. The thing she's been pursuing, but also deferring. It's easy to tell that she both wants you to come, so you'll both feel good together. And she wants this to last as long as possible, and she knows once you squirt, your oversensitized cock might not quite be ready to be sandwiched between her breasts, or sucked on, or jerked anymore. Knowing that the limit of your pleasure might be when she, tips you over the edge and you come. She's holding off, holding back. Instead, very slowly, laboriously slowly, torturously slowly, she's moving your cock between her breasts and in her mouth now. She's still massaging behind your balls, rubbing in slow circles and pushing deep, so that internal parts behind your cock are being stimulated. She's still deep within you, and your mind is absorbing all the things she wants you to feel, needs you to feel. The dedicated lavishing of attention from her tongue, which goes all the way from the base to the tip, as she licks up and down in long, teasing strokes, you know would be a treat to see, but you can hear the wet, slurping, kissing, licking sound of her worshipping your cock. She's enjoying this moment. She's relishing this moment when she grabs your cock firmly and begins to pump it. And you can tell from the way that this is different from the stroking, methodical and mechanistic before. This is a deliberate, continuous action. This is a stroking, intending to push you over the edge. She's still massaging behind your balls. You feel them squeeze and churn as your cum prepares to spurt out. She has her mouth capturing the tip of your cock, locked around it. You are preparing to come. The pleasure is building and building. You're approaching the point where the dammed up pleasure inside of you locked away where the seed of her memory, thoughts of her, is locked in your brain. That's precisely where the orgasmic pleasure is flooding in, filling the reservoir, watering the seed, letting it bloom, letting all the desire pent up in there blossom forth. Your cock is big, hard right now. She wants it. You want her to enjoy it, to suck on it, to stimulate it. You wish to allow her to do whatever she may do, even though the effect may be to take you deeper into her mouth, her control, deeper into the dark here. She sucks, licks, brings you inside. You feel her close to you. You feel her whole body. Now her breasts are wrapped around your cock, and she's still humping your leg, still almost mindlessly, like she's forgotten she's doing it, but she does come now and then, moaning heavily into your cock, and that arouses you more, builds the reservoir. The arousal is truly preparing to overflow in the darkness with her wrapped around you, influencing you. You love your cock, she loves your cock. That mutuality creates enhanced, augmented shockwaves of pleasure, taking you over, making you closer. You're going to come. You are going to squirt a load of your heavy seed into her mouth. You are going to spurt in her, and she will stroke you. She'll work her breasts on you. You know she loves, adores, wants to continue exposing your cock to as much pleasure as possible. You're getting close, your balls shuddering, your cock jumping and spasming in her mouth. You're going to let go. She has her lips locked down tight, making it take a little bit longer for you to come. Like you're wearing a cock ring, but then she releases, relaxes, and you squirt, you spurt, you're coming. Coming, coming hard in her mouth, hot in her mouth, across her tongue, in the back of her throat, and she swallows. Swallows, gulps down your cum, swallows every drop. Her tongue feels so long as it just affixes to the underside of your shaft and rubs, massages you all the way through. She's humping, groaning, she's squeezing her thighs. She's coming as you come, coming from the taste of your hot seed in her mouth as she swallows willingly. Eagerly, you grip her head and help her to get down to the base of your shaft. Help remind her that that will give you the most pleasure, and she gratefully gulps and swallows around the head of your cock. Over and over, it's in the back of her throat, while she just rides out the shockwaves of your coming, coming, and relaxing slowly in her grasp. You love your cock. She loves your cock. The both of you are experiencing it together, experiencing this together, pleasure and pleasure building, growing, taking over. And she still sucks, even when you're into the point of oversensitivity. She's still stimulating with her tongue, and you know the seeds of her influence, of her admiration for and desire for your cock, are growing. You know, the way she licks your shaft, cradles your balls, just spends all her time between your legs, happily and eagerly. That's going to be stored in your memory. That's going to be added to your memory. And when you think about this, you experience an extra little shockwave, an extra little jolt, as your cock spurts the last of its cum. And the words come back to you. You love your cock. She loves your cock. Your mind is focused on your cock, fixated in your cock. She is focused on pulling your cock into her grasp, into her mouth, into her body, into her sphere of influence. Your cock is within her. The shaft, the head, the balls, every part of you that can feel good down there is feeling good from her. And that is power and pleasure and your shared oblivion together. And the instant you think of the way the two of you are indulging in the dark, another twitch steals through you. You thought it was just the aftershocks of your coming, but no, this is something else building inside your head. The seed of her desire, of what she's been doing to you, blossoms. Those tendrils of dark influence wash over your mind, and you come again, again, twitching all over the corruptive, wonderful influence of her pleasure. Her seduction, her body close to yours, and her dedication as she keeps sucking your cock, even though you've already squirted. What's happening now is more dry, it's more in your head and in your body, because the tendril in your rear is still rubbing that spot, teasing. You're coming inside and out, tingling oblivion that reminds you that this feels good. This is where you want to be, wrapped up. Control your cock, control your mind. She craves your cock, and you love it. Your cock wants her, craves her. You want your cock to feel good. You want shaft, balls, head, everything between your legs to be sucked on, jerked off, brought to its limit. You feel the pent-up heat inside of your cock, waiting to get out, waiting to squirt out, waiting for the next time you let go in her. And when you come in her, be it in dream or fantasy or right there in the dark, that influence in your head, that dark, wonderful yearning grows. She slips the tendril out of your ass, disengages with your body slowly. You yearn to have her back inside, and to be back inside her. Your cock wants her, craves her. You want your cock. You control your cock, which controls her, and she in turn influences, teaches, and trains what's between your legs. Just the way it should be, as you come and come, still twitching in the chair while she gets up and walks away, opening the door, leaving you there to recover in the dim light. Knowing the next time you're alone in the dark, fantasizing and masturbating, you'll feel it all again. Feel her presence, her influence, and maybe even the tentacle teasing, squirming, training. You. You under her gaze. You now thinking of her, laying there twitching, as she has unfastened herself from your body, has opened the door, is looking back at you. You try to stir and follow, but you just feel exhausted everywhere except between your legs, where the hardness is doing all the work and taking all the excess energy. Control your cock, control your mind. Your cock wants her, craves her. You see her silhouette, her ass, her breasts, her smile, her long hair outlined in the doorway. Her perfect skin, even dotted with her juices between her legs, with her sweat, with her saliva, where she was drooling over your cock, which also glistens in the light. You know she enjoyed this as much as you, if not more, that she came and drank your cock deep into her throat, sucked, stimulated, that she squirms with desire for you even now. And if you come again, she'll let you have your fun. But then when you go somewhere dark and private and masturbate, stimulate, fantasize, you'll be back in her grasp then anyway, training yourself with the recurring wonderful visual of her just taking your cock, taking control, and surrendering herself. So the two of you surrendering, sublimating, obsessing in and with one another, until inevitably, that's all that's going to be on your mind. Or in it at all.